Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Alice, we just had a 10-minute argument behind that curtain, arguing who's going to go out first. And you were in a rare moment of not seeking leadership.
No, what had happened was that I had been given very clear instructions that I then immediately forgot.
So sorry. You there. Now, hello, welcome. Thanks for coming, guys. How are you feeling?
Yes, a really typically weird. Upbeat start to the podcast. You all just got to how this podcast works. Just a round of applause if you have never listened to the podcast. Wow. Oh, my God. Quite a few of
That's
you.
Crazy. Yeah. I don't know if you're going to like this.
This is it. I'd say we've already reached the peak of the record.
I know.
That stuff you saw at the top, that's almost as good as it gets.
Yeah. So we do a podcast called Boners of the Heart, which is this. This will be going out on our podcast channel.
On our podcast channel, and then people voluntarily listen to it.
Give us a cheer if you do listen to the podcast. Oh, wow. Okay, we've got a few fans in. I hate these so much.
Rose gets really nervous about the live podcasts on account of her vulnerability.
I'm actually incredibly vulnerable.
And I feel just right at home. I have no secrets. I wish I had some secrets.
We are coming to you not live from the Edinburgh Fringe
Festival. If you're listening, call in.
If you are listening on the podcast, we are here at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Fantastic festival. I don't know what I'm saying.
I asked out there if you wanted to talk about the festival and you said absolutely not.
No, I did.
And then your opening line was that we're live here at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
I would like to address it because it's an exciting place.
Brutus.
I think you just used the Maori phrase e tu, which means stand up, instead of
et tu. I didn't. What is it that he says?
Et tu.
Oh, yeah, no, I did pronounce it in Maori.
What a hero. She also is just singing the Four Seasons song backstage, Sherry Baby, but saying Cherry Baby, thinking that that's the lyric. So, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, no, that's true, and that's fair. And...
So for those of you who haven't listened to the podcast before, basically the premise of this podcast years ago was that we speak about our favourite celebrity sort of weird crushes. And to say weird crushes, what are you doing?
Oh, I just felt like I couldn't interpersonal chat with you.
I'm sorry. I don't want to look at you.
Okay, fair enough.
It was kind of that. Ultimately, that was weird celebrity crushes, wasn't it?
But it was,
And devolved in a way.
Yeah, well, it started off that way, and now it's really just Rose and I kind of publicly airing our grievances.
Absolutely.
About
true.
Each other and the world at large.
So really it's a conversation that you guys can just watch for 40 minutes. 40 minutes?
Yeah, we're cutting it short. Based on how it's going, we've decided... 40 minutes is long enough.
Long enough to sit through anything.
Oh my God, we've been spending so much time together. It's crazy.
The weird thing is that when we do these festivals together, we always live together and then we kind of just spend all of our time together. And that's how our relationship is mainly based, is that we spend a lot of time together and then we spend a lot of time apart.
Yeah, and I think that really works.
Yeah, I think it really works to our advantage. We're living together. I mean, I don't know...
I'm going to introduce what we're going to talk about.
I've had a big first week at the Fringe.
Rose had a huge first week. So you guys are familiar with the concept of marijuana, aren't you? and you're acquainted with how just reasonable and casual that high can be.
So
now, that is not Rose's experience.
I do not do it that much.
She doesn't. And honestly, if anyone's asking, this story is all made up for legal purposes. Yes.
She is my legal representation.
Oh my god, there's so much I want to get into. I just remembered some of the details how this went down. I was having a lovely evening at home. Really stunning. I've just purchased some new linen pajamas from Etsy, which I thought I was paying for in New Zealand dollars, but they were British pounds.
Tell them how much they were.
They were 300 New Zealand dollars. Yes.
About 150 pounds. Yeah?
150 pounds. GBP. And I haven't regretted it since.
No, as soon as she put them on, she went, they're too short. And now you're wearing your old pajamas.
That's just because I had to wash them. Sure. I've been in them every day. Listen, you got to understand, I'm now linen on my body, linen on my bed. It's everything I've ever wanted.
You are. You've really grown into yourself there.
But I was having a lovely evening at home, drinking a glass of red wine.
Well, I'm not taking it out.
And then everyone came home, and Rose just walked quickly past the living room door, and I thought, excuse me, I'm talking. And I thought, that's a bit unusual. And then Chris and Guy, who were living with us, came into the living room, and Guy was clearly stoned, and I was like, how was your night? And they go, good. And then they go, Rose is having a bit of trouble. And then about, I'd say like 2 minutes 30 later, I just heard from the room,
Alice.
Were you saying Alice? Alice. Oh, and I was
Chris.
Like, Rose, are you all right? And she was like, no.
I had ingested an amount of weed that I did not expect to in the form of a pen.
A vape pen.
Form of a normal
big pen.
I ingested a lot of ink
pens?
And I
freaked out. She had it.
Because I vape normally, which is I shouldn't publicly admit to because it's embarrassing. But yeah, so I took too much in because I was expecting that. And so I immediately lost my mind. And I got home. I've never actually had a full blown anxiety attack before, and
I disagree with, but carry on.
No. Okay, the only other time Alice thinks that I've experienced an anxiety attack is when I accidentally missed a flight to Japan, and then I
got the day off work because of that. Because my boss, she was in the office, and my boss saw how she was taking the news and said to me, "You better take the rest of the day off."
I stood up from my computer and just started backing away from it, going, no, 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 no. Went and cried in your car for about an hour.
Yep. Stunning little Toyota Corolla.
Yeah. And then in true Final Destination kind of happenings, the flight that I rebooked then got turned around an hour into it due to engine failure.
Incredible
isn't
stuff.
Isn't that amazing? No, it's not really.
I thought it was.
Yeah, it was
Fuck
crazy.
Fuck all of you.
Yeah. Anyone seen Final Destination?
Yeah.
It's the next sequel. No, I freaked out, but no, I had an anxiety attack. I thought I was going to die. I've never actually thought I was going to die before in my life, and I thought I was going to die.
I will say this. It was quite clearly one of the most traumatic and horrible experiences of her life. But as a sober observer, it was also maybe one of my personal highs.
Because she like fell in your element.
First of all, when I'm in an emergency situation, that is when I am most zen. Like,
do you think it's your most attractive?
I think absolutely. Like, I wish if that room had been filled with people, they would have wanted to fuck me by the end.
It's kind of like on in House, you know what I mean? Like, that's when Hugh Laurie's the most hot.
Oh
when
my
he's
gosh.
Like, he's like panicked. He's like, oh, he's figured it, and he's got his shit together.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like I've spoken about this before, but when my mum was having a heart attack, and I drove her to the hospital, and I ran in, and I was like, somebody help! My mum's having a heart attack. Even in that moment, I was aware of how cool it was, and how well I was taking it. She's fine. She's living. You know. No, she's loving life.
And
you don't understand.
She's living knowing that her daughter's a legend as well.
Yeah.
So.
Got her to the hospital. Yeah, exactly. So Rose was in the full, like, full on freaking out. And I'll just run you through.
I was seeing words as colours and tessellations.
Yes.
Quite simply put, that's what was going on.
Okay. And so I'm sure in your experience, you were like, I'm dying. And in my experience, I was just like, well, she's very high. So there was like this constant tension in the room about who was right. And because I was the sober one, I had to make the call to whether or not you needed to go to hospital or not, which I was very sure you didn't. But you kept saying, and this is my favourite thing. You what? Kept saying, this has never happened to anyone before. It's over and over. This has never happened to anyone before. I'm the only person this has happened to. And I was like, Rose, I can assure you, I've been this high. You haven't. And then at one point, I was like, I said to her, Rose, you've just got to trust me. And she goes, I don't. And then she rolled it back immediately and was like, I do, I'm sorry. But she was so scared that she was going to die. So I did call 111, which is the health line here. I Googled it and I got onto the phone to a lovely woman asking her, was it possible to die from a weed overdose? And I also, I knew it wasn't. But then
it was
Googled
all for
it.
Me. It was like all for show.
It was all for show. Yeah. That's how we use the ambulance service here. Just all for show. And so she was like asking for all of her details. And then I was like trying to they were like, well, you know, tell me her name and da 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 da. And then I was like worried that you would get, I didn't know what the rules were here about like
we're saying
drugs
it now,
and stuff.
So yeah,
yeah
sure,
I
yeah.
know. Yeah. Well, we're loose like that. But yeah. At the time I was like, well, will you keep her name private?
I heard that. And I was like, she thinks I'm a celeb.
No,
my
I didn't.
Really
I didn't.
Yeah, I'm a
I just didn't want the police coming, and I didn't want them finding what I had. No, I
sick.
Nothing. I nothing.
Don't try it.
I don't
here.
Do drugs.
Don't try
not anymore. Anyway, I mean, occasionally
you
from time to
do,
time.
Yeah, you absolutely do.
If the mood strikes me. Anyway, there were so many highs on it. Okay, first of all, what I had to do was take her pulse every 5 minutes. And the way I would describe to her what her pulse was by explaining whether or not she was out on a jog or a walk.
Oh, yeah. So
I'd be like, so right now your pulse is at a jogging rate? And I also was like in my head, but Rose has never jogged. She doesn't.
That's bullshit.
You don't jog.
I have jogged before.
When have you ever jogged? You put on clothes to go out for a jog.
I went up Arthur's Seat.
That's not a jog.
It's essentially, it's a walk up a steep hill,
yeah,
which
you
is
just,
the equivalent of a
just
jog.
You just contradicted yourself.
I've
it's
got
a
bad
walk.
Knees and flat feet.
Yeah, I know. It's not a personal indictment that you've never jogged. It's just something you've never
I'm
done.
I'm more embarrassed about you saying that than me talking about freaking out about
that
weed.
You've never jogged.
Yeah. It's hurtful. I don't like that.
I've anyway, seen you run. Over a short space.
Yeah, and it hurt my body like hell. Yeah. It was crazy.
But what? Yeah, so you the other day and you got a sore back.
Yeah, I've got a really bad back at the moment. That's just.
Anyway, the lady on the phone was like, I think we need to send an ambulance. And I was like.
And I was like, yes.
And I said, which I'm sure is like so strange from her point of view, she goes, I think we need to send an ambulance. And I was like, okay, can you just wait a second while I make a decision?
I remember that. I remember
and then,
that.
And then I went into Chris's room to ask him, and he thought it was just that I didn't want to leave the flat. I was like, no, I just don't want to waste. And I was like, okay, fine, send the ambulance. And then they took so long that Rose had eventually come round, and yeah. I cancelled it.
So we didn't. We cancelled in the end.
We
so
cancelled
no
it
high,
in
no
the
foul.
End. But personal highs were you. I tried to play Nora Jones to calm you down at one point.
Yeah, that was it. Was a yeah. It was very good.
Yeah. And I kept asking her questions to keep her like awake and alert. So I was like, "What character from Friends are you?" And she was like, "Monica." No, I'm a Rachel.
I remember getting upset. Everyone started going to sleep at around 3 a.m. because they were supposed to come in and say goodbye, their last goodbyes to me. I thought,
oh, yeah, you were upset that we weren't more upset that you were dying.
Yes, that's what I was upset about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a big first week at the Fringe. Also came home crying at 4 a.m. one night.
Yeah. Do you want to get into that?
No.
Or?
I've gone through every like not like I've this is my fifth
she doesn't
trip.
Even have a show on here.
I know. That's it. I don't even have a show on. Like I have gone through all of the like classic Fringe things that people go through. I never did it in the last 3 years, and this first week I've gone through like the worst of it. So
yeah,
it's been
incredible to witness.
Thank you so much.
And that is the joy of my life, is witnessing the destruction of yours.
How is your Fringe going?
Oh, so good. What have I been doing? I haven't seen a single show. So I'm really making the most of it.
Yeah, you really are.
You've been blasting Macy Gray this morning, I'll
yes,
say that.
Yes, I have. I'm going through something. No, I watch so much Friends.
Yeah.
Love that show.
That's all we do when we get home. We watch. We come home and watch Friends at like about 1 a.m.
Yeah, it's stunning. Do you guys watch Friends?
You guys know what Friends are? You guys know of Friends, yeah? Familiar with the phenomenon of Friends?
No, I've been having such a good Fringe for the most part. That's cool. That's all I have to say on the topic. Please come check out my show, 9:45.
One thing we've been doing, and this is actually, I'm trying to add a little bit of structure to the show.
Oh, sure, okay, cool, good luck.
Well, we have been coming home and we've been watching a lot of music videos, and we thought, oh, I hate doing real stuff on the fucking podcast.
No, come on, please.
It's so inorganic. I hate it.
You were the one who just wanted to add structure.
What do you mean?
But like, follow through.
Yeah, but you agree to it before the show. You're like, oh, let's like we can talk about this. But you're never the one who goes, oh, let's start talking about this. It's always me.
Yeah, but that's the role I play.
I know, but it's bullshit.
I'm the anarchist. I know, I'm the fun aunt.
That's fucking bullshit. Sometimes you need to step up.
Fine, I'll introduce it. I actually don't recall us watching a lot of music videos, but I'll go along with it.
We did it the other day.
Oh, yes, we did. Yeah, I...
Oh, you weren't there.
Oh, no, okay, cool.
Sorry, man, yeah, bad actually.
Yeah, really relevant.
You've seen music videos, haven't
I
you?
I have heard of them. No, I have seen music videos, and we were just talking. I think someone was talking about how Robbie Williams was there, like...
That was Eli.
That was Eli, our flatmate. Oh, God, if he was here, he'd be killing.
Robbie Williams, specifically in the Rock DJ music video.
About how sexy he is.
Yes, yes. I mean, yes. Like, it gets to the... So in New Zealand, I don't know if anyone, like, it was the same in other countries. That video was like banned, or it was like it was an edit to it before he took off the skin.
Oh my God, is that true?
Yeah, there was an edit. So it was like, but if you watched it, it was played late at night, you could see the whole thing. Where he goes down to the skeleton.
That's incredible.
It's not really sexy when it gets down to the skeleton, but the muscles, when he gets down to the muscles and he rips off his own butt cheek. And then he throws it to the girls, and the girls put on their face, and it's kind of crazy cool. It's kind of like hugely erotic.
Yeah, well, Robbie Williams is so sexy. It's so hard.
It's weird, though,
isn't it weird?
Why is he sexy?
I'm not sure, but he's got a naughty boy charm about him.
What is that weird naughty boy charm?
I don't know. He's just a kid at heart.
Was a fuck boy a naughty boy in the 2000s? You know what I mean? Like, he would be considered would be a fuck boy, right?
Absolutely.
Nowadays.
I just have this view of him that, like, in bed, he'd, like, only want to please. Do you know? Don't look at me as if that is out of the bounds of what I would say on this podcast.
I mean, this is like, this is obviously like probably libel, so we can't talk about it. But I have heard, I have heard stories about him being an absolute gent.
Yes, that's what I truly believe.
No, like from people who have had sex with him.
Really?
Like, he's a real gentleman.
Name them.
No, I've forgotten, but like, I think it was like he
what a
got,
rumor.
Yeah, it was like in a hotel room or something.
Oh, incredible.
Yep. He's doing well.
Yeah.
no, it was something like he got them like I don't know, folded up their clothes or something, or like
ooh,
got them a coffee
okay.
or something. Or like got them a coffee or like organized them a taxi or something.
Oh my God, this person's standards are so low. They're like, you won't believe.
It's a libel when it's myself.
You won't believe what he did for me in the morning. He called me a taxi.
I think that's pretty good.
Oh my God.
My standard's really low.
Yeah, I think that's kind of weird if like your number one thing that he did in the morning was get you a car to get out of there. And you're like, what a gentleman.
A true gent. He probably paid for it.
Yeah, oh, that's stunning. Gave her a taxi chit and was like, this is for the cab.
Yeah, it's a red flag when the person you've just fucked has a taxi chit book for getting girls away from the premises. It's just all ripped tabs.
I do think the coffee thing's nice. There's nothing I love more than being brought coffee in the morning. It's my number one thing.
We do have a tradition in our flat at the moment, which is the coffee train. So we text each other saying, toot, toot. And that's the sign that the coffee train's starting up.
Yeah.
And then everyone puts in their orders. It sounds like we all fuck, actually.
Yes.
And why
honestly,
don't we?
If I had it my way.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Yeah, we live with Chris and Eli and Guy, who are all both attractive gentlemen.
Yeah.
All three of them, not both of them. Imagine.
But we are the only ones who are legally allowed to live legally, like in not in relationships.
I know.
We're at the Fringe Festival.
Yeah.
And yet we are striking out at every corner. At every corner.
Yeah.
We should be the one. And it's ridiculous.
It should be a non-stop parade.
It should be, but it's
not. I can't believe it's not, for me, to be honest.
I can't believe it as well.
Yeah.
This is crazy. We need to, like, go out, like, as
people could see what
town.
I looked like on stage right now. It's just so forlorn.
They're filming. We'll use the footage. That's
oh,
fine.
Yeah, good. I know. I reckon I'm going to try.
It's a horny month.
My heart's not in it.
It's a horny month.
It's a really horny month, but my heart's not in it. I'm just not up for it, you know?
It's the rain, isn't it?
No, that helps.
Do you think rain's horny?
Yeah, I think rain is the sexiest weather.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No,
oh my God,
not.
Of course it is.
So.
It's the sexiest weather. Have you ever seen any movie?
Sun is
They never write a romantic scene where the two couple finally get together where it's like the sun is out, it was hot and balmy. Oh, actually,
you've
no,
got
that
mail.
Does sound cool.
Yeah, you've got mail.
Yeah, but like,
part.
What's better than that? That or like The Notebook or something where they're like soaking wet.
That's in the middle of that film. That's
yeah,
why.
True. But fucking hot though. No. No, rain
okay,
is the
but if you saw that Notebook scene and it was sunny and balmy, it would still be as hot.
No, are you out of your mind?
Yeah, I know. I was crazy. Even saying it, I was like, I don't believe it.
Oh my God, Pride and Prejudice, the remake
with
Keira Knightley
God.
When it's raining. Holy
Jesus
shit, that's,
Christ,
that
that's
fucking
crazy.
Kiss is so fucking hot. Because there's been
You
so
guys need to leave.
There's so much build up to that moment. Oh my God, I couldn't fucking take it. No, it was so good.
What's his first name? Matthew? Matthew.
Oh,
Matthew.
There we go. We got a fan in.
Him with his, like, he's like, I didn't believe him as Miss Darcy for a lot in that film. And then at the end, oh my God.
Yeah.
That little straggly weird wig and those sideburns. Fuck, I'm attracted to sideburns at the moment. It's
are
insane.
You?
Yeah.
That's such and a weird thing to be attracted
moustaches
to.
Moustaches as well.
You want a magician?
Yes. I'm attracted.
There are
I'm
so many magicians here in the festival. You want them to pull something
fist.
Out of a hat.
You are a professional comedian.
I don't know.
You don't know anymore. I said this the other day to Nish, actually. I am genuinely attracted to the emoji with a moustache. No lie, that's my prototype for a man. I don't know what the fuck it is about moustaches. I don't care, literally, if you... it's just an instant...
It's so weird.
I think it's kind of a sinister, maybe. I think there's something deeply... Like, there's in my past, that's something I had to do with a moustache. I don't know. It's just it's weird.
I'm just trying to think about someone I know with a moustache. Sorry, do you guys mind just giving me a minute?
I'll show you. Can you... I'll unlock your phone. I want to show you the emoji
of
the
man. Yeah, please
do.
Oh, I got a message there. While you're doing that, I'll just segue into something else.
No. Yeah, okay, fine.
Well, I thought we could then naturally come back to that.
Well, I was talking music. So. I was trying to do it to music videos because we're watching a lot of music videos from our childhoods. And I remember I had a massive crush on Dave Grohl.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone else? Yeah. Okay,
yes.
So Dave, and I don't know why what it was, but I think in a very similar sense to Jim Carrey, right, he has a very big open face, big eyes, big teeth. You know, big teeth. You know where they are.
Yeah.
And he's got like a comical face, right?
Yeah.
And I remember being really attracted to him in the Everlong video when he had that hair length and the Breakout video, which was, again, a song written for Me, Myself, and Irene, a fantastic film. Is it? I don't know. I love that film.
Is that the one with Renee Zellweger?
It is, yes.
Yeah, I always thought that had like a cool dark undercurrent.
And are you into the edgy shit? Yeah. you into that fucking Farrelly Brothers shit, bro. That hardcore shit, man. Good trivia is when she was going out with Jim Carrey,
yes,
and had the picture of Jim Carrey on her desk when she was pretending to do research for Bridget Jones's Diary. So she was like working in a she was trying to like get into all the character and stuff, and I think she was like doing like work experience or something in like a publishing place. Had a picture of Jim Carrey on her desk, and everyone just thought she was a fucking psycho because they didn't know who she was, who just loved Jim Carrey, but it was her boyfriend. at the time. God. Check it out on IMDb Trivia.
I can't believe that for Bridget Jones's Diary, Renee Zellweger thought she had to work in a publishing company in order to get into character. Like, how? I mean, all she does is sit at a computer and flirt.
No, she does. That's the. Excuse me?
I mean, in the movie, I'm sure the character outside of that.
How dare
stuff.
You, like, fucking go in on Renee Zellweger and her performance in that film? It's one of her best. So tell me that's not a handsome man.
You know what? You're actually right.
That one there is very. Yeah. Very
what
good.
What a handsome man.
Anyway, it's been a lonely fringe.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
But yeah,
No, I think it's been fine. I think it's fine. I think it's going to pick up. I think things will go well. I think, you know, you're going to get out there and you're going to really...
But it's a difficult
thing. You're going to meet someone.
It's because you're in a bubble, isn't it? It's like Love Island. It is... For the Fringe, is like Love Island for beta males. And...
and for unhealthy people.
Yeah. It's Love Island for beta males and little cut girls, right? Myself, right?
That's so true. But
it's true.
Because I haven't been getting any, Instagram probably
not.
Not
been getting any, bro?
No one
says that.
Don't they?
Getting any
sex.
I know, it's just a weird American thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess you're right. What should I say? Because I haven't been making love.
Yeah, sure.
That's better, right? Instagram clearly can tell. And they advertised to me this thing. It's an app called Dipsy. Does anyone know this app? You probably don't want to admit to it. But what it is it's just erotic audio. So they describe it as a sexy headspace, which... I'll be honest with you, it's not how I would describe it. So Headspace is like a meditation app, and this app is all about like you masturbating to it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I did the right thing and I downloaded it.
Alice will buy anything that is advertised to her on Instagram.
That is true.
Literally. Not even it's anything, isn't it? What have you bought?
I bought a laptop stand. I got two of those. They came in a 2-pack.
I got the other one, so I actually am benefiting from this.
iPhone cases, earrings, t-shirts.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible what I'll spend money on.
Yeah, and she does that, and then every day she'll come to me and she'll hold up her phone and she'll be like, Rose, look. We weren't even talking about dogs, yet I was thinking about dogs, and they have advertised me dogs. And it's like, of fucking course, they know you're playing into the system, you're buying every product they're advertising you.
Yeah.
They have mapped your mind, man.
It is incredible. But I will say this, okay, so I legitimately, I didn't take my, okay, just hear me out. I didn't take my phone out with me. I went up on a walk up Arthur's Seat and with a friend of mine, and the bulk of the conversation was commenting on how handsome Scottish dogs are. Like, and not in like a, not in a sexy way. I mean, like what
like
a beautiful, handsome dog. Like a sure. little handsome dog.
Yeah. Like,
what
a like a handsome sum of money.
Yeah, like exactly.
Like in that sense.
In that
yes,
sense, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, stunning dogs. And then, you know, like, I would like one of those dogs, yeah. You know, because I don't know how I feel about dogs, but I think I could get on board if they looked like that. Anyway, so I was just talking about it, and then I went home, and Instagram advertised me a dog.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that would get a bigger pop.
But it's
well,
not.
I thought that you'd all have your mind blown.
No, but Alice, but I feel like we've been thinking about this the wrong way, because we constantly think that we're advertised, that they're listening to things and then advertising things we're coming up with.
I know.
It's the other way around.
I know, it's the great hack.
They've fucked your mind, and for some reason they know that you're going to want a dog, and then they've advertised you a dog. It's just timing, isn't it?
Fucking hell. Now that you say that, 2 weeks ago, for the first time ever, I watched one of those dogs coming home to an owner videos.
Mate.
Fuck me, man. Has everyone seen The Great Hack? Honestly. You got to watch it. They know all of our information. And for the most part, I'm fine. Because this app, Dipsy.
Tell us more about Dipsy.
Okay, so what it is, right?
It's crazy to name it like after a Teletubby as well. It's insane. Or like, not after a Teletubby, same as a Teletubby.
D-I-P-S-E-A, I think.
S-E-A. Oh, dip, like dip into a C.
Oh, yeah, maybe that is what it is.
Well, yeah, that's obviously the pun they're making.
Anyway, here it is like this. You can't see this, obviously, on the podcast, but it's taking a while to load. Just give me a second. No, so it's free. It's a free app, but then the way they get you is they get you hooked, and then you want the better stories, you know? So they're little erotic stories. I feel so self-conscious all of a sudden talking about this, but I've listened to two of them. And I will say this. They're funny at first, and then you get results. So I've listened to two, and successfully.
So are you like listening to it at the start, and it's like kind of ironically?
Yeah,
and
you're like, oh, and then you're like, oh. Oh,
that's
what's happening here? Yeah, because, okay, here's my thing about porn.
You've got to give us some more details.
Yeah, of
the
course,
stories.
So, absolutely. So, sure. The first one I listened to was Girl on Girl.
What a hero. What a hero. What a bi queen. We stand a bi queen.
And then the next one, so that one, the plot was like they were going out on a date, and you know what? It was a hot day in New York.
There we go.
Yeah, and they were going to meet at this bar, and then they met outside the bar, and they were like, oh, it's so packed in there, why don't we go to one of our places? And then they have this very explicit discussion about whether or not they should get a Lyft, as in like L-Y-F-T, as in like an Uber. So like clearly Lyft has some product placement.
It's so sinister, isn't it?
It is, in this story. And I was like, huh, that's funny, it's having a laugh.
I was thinking about this when you told me about it, because like you can't no one does product placement in porn because they don't want to be weirdly associated with porn. But then Lyft thinks that they're cool. Like, you know, like
they're very cool,
so
man.
So this is like appropriate.
I will get a Lyft, you know?
They want to align themselves with erotica. This would be erotica, wouldn't it? Isn't erotica the fucking worst word in the world?
Yeah, I agree.
Because it just
so.
Makes me think of a mum. Do you know what I mean? Like erotica.
Like a like, hot mum.
No, like a mum who's like into erotica or something.
Oh, yeah, it does feel
and
very
sells
like
crystals
middle-aged.
And stuff. Yeah. Or like does, you know, like fire poi and stuff. She sells fire poi and erotica and probably is performing at the Fringe Festival this year. but go on, it was a hot day in New York.
Yeah, so it's a hot day in New York. So they don't get a lift. It's only a couple blocks away. So they walk to the apartment and then she's like, do you want some tequila? And I was like, well, this is kind of weird because like the whole setup is that they don't know if each other actually wants to, like if they're romantically interested in each other.
Right.
So then she's like, yeah, I'll have tequila. And then she goes, there's some Casamigos in the freezer. So that's your second product placement, which is George Clooney's tequila, which I thought was very cool.
Very pro George Clooney. We stan a George Clooney.
We stan a George Clooney. Anyway, and then they start doing body shots. I was like, that's so. So in my mind, then I was like, out of it. I was like, this is full on.
What if are body shots?
Yeah, well, I was trying to get my head around it. So this is where I was having a bit of trouble. But from what I can understand, so you know, with tequila, you have the salt, the shot, and the lime. So you put the salt like somewhere sexy.
Listen, she's gesticulating to the folds of her neck there. And here.
So you like lick it, you apply the salt, so that's hot, and then you put the lime in their mouth, and then you lick the salt off, you take the shot, and then you get the lime out of their mouth.
Oh,
so by the time they were getting the lime out of the mouth, I was like, yeah, cool, I'm on board. But I was like, kind of weird to like start like body shots as your move. Like I didn't quite buy that as being like, let's ease into this with body shots.
Yeah,
didn't make sense
insane.
To me. And then the next one, the next story I listened to, which honestly, it was like it was tailor-made for me.
Maybe because, it was.
Because it was this couple.
Yeah.
Renovating a house and then mid-renovation having sex. This is my dream.
That is the most bougie ass motherfucking erotic story I have ever. Renovating a house.
I know, it was so fucking cool. They were like knocking through a wall and then they 69'd. And I
what?
Was like,
what? Why 69 with all of the
with
the dust
all
and
the
stuff?
Dust. I and, loved
and like,
it.
And like, that was a hazard, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a hazard. That's what makes it cool.
Wow. What was it called?
I think it was called like house renovation. It's one of seven.
Oh my god!
But the thing is then you got to buy the rest of the story, which I'm not giving this company any of my money. You know,
what,
I mean, maybe
is this all
I
for
will.
Free?
Yeah, those are all for free.
This is all free.
This
is all
free.
This is all free. Is it? Oh my goodness!
Well, but they're really well sounding. Like that, we're not sponsored by this, although maybe we should be.
I think we should start providing stories.
Yeah, maybe we should.
I think with our expertise,
we can't
on.
Though compete with their sound engineering. Like,
why?
There's so much sound production. Like when they're on the streets of New York, I really felt like I was there.
Wow, back there,
back there,
yeah,
yes,
back there, of course,
back there.
Yeah, back there.
Yes, I've been on there.
Yeah. So it's interesting because in our Edinburgh flat, we're all very, I think this is adding to the horny vibe because the internet, the modem has banned porn, essentially. It's banned all porn.
Is this a thing in Scotland in general?
Yeah, well, there's a no child. No, we're no fucking actually cool. So there must be. There's a child lock that we don't. We're not going to go to the people we've rented the fucking place from and be like, excuse me, you have the code for the child lock on your motor. We all want to masturbate. But it's true. And so so three boys and us two, and we're finding very, you know, interesting ways to explore our sexualities through the munch of the fringe. Some boys are relying on GIFs, which is a big thing. Sad since Tumblr it's shut down. I did not masturbate to this, but I did just watch it for fun. I do often go back to the scene in The Way We Were, where Barbra Streisand gets into bed with Robert Redford.
That is the most fucked up scene.
It is the most fucked up scene.
It's so fucked up.
But it's fine. It's fine. Like, they don't have sex.
Don't they?
No, they don't.
Oh.
No, they don't,
bitch.
It's
so weird that it's like you're, like, edging yourself.
No! They don't have sex. Yeah, I'm watching the porn I'm looking at is people not having sex. Has anyone seen The Way We Were? Oh, my
so
God.
Good.
Isn't that heartbreaking?
Robert Redford. Robert Redford.
Robert Redford?
Yeah, Robert Redford.
He's so hot.
He's so hot.
Even though his face is always shiny. Like back in the day, his face is like always shining like a leather bag, you know? But like,
really?
Yeah, it's very shiny. That. But then it kind of went quite matte as he got older into like the horse whisperer age and stuff.
It reminds me, I watched an interview with Brad Pitt the other day and I was like, I'm worried about him.
Yeah. You mentioned this to me the other day. Why?
I don't know. I just got a vibe from him where
you
I was
think
like,
he's unhappy, eh?
I think he's unhappy.
Why do you think he's unhappy?
I don't know. Maybe I'm projecting.
What was. Projecting onto Brad Pitt. I'll say that is the biggest Leo move I have ever fucking heard of. Biggest Leo move.
I was like,
Alice had a birthday the other day, actually.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Alice Sneddon.
Thank
flirty
you so
one,
much.
Flirty one.
31. Flirty one. Flirty one. Yeah, no, I felt it was like such a nice day because I used to be really into birthdays and then I kind of had a lull. And this one was a really good one, actually. It was solid. Rose got me a pen.
Not that kind of pen. An actual really nice pen.
A really nice pen. And I almost cried when she gave it to me because I was so moved by the specificity of the gift. And then my friend Chris made me a slideshow, which was incredible because that's all I want. My language of love I've recently learned is quality time. So
had I known that, I wouldn't have got you the pen.
Yeah.
I would have made a slideshow as well.
It was incredible. It was my dream day. I loved it. I really loved it. The only down point, I think, was I had to perform. But I think it went well that night.
Yeah, you had an all right show.
Yeah, it's an all right show.
Do you have any festival crushes?
Yeah.
Okay. I do too, but I'm not telling.
We can't talk about it.
We can't talk about it. Ooh. How exciting.
No, I've got a festival crush and a festival enemy, as per.
Yeah, well, actually, we did go around the room the other day and chose our festival crushes and festival enemies.
Yeah. My festival enemy is the partner of my festival crush.
Yeah. Very cool. And both of mine are men. So I'm, you know, go girls. I'm proud to say that my festival enemy is a man.
Yeah, that's incredible.
So it's really incredible. Yeah.
Mine's a woman because we don't support women in comedy.
Yeah, no, we absolutely don't. Yeah. What were we talking about?
I don't know, but I felt like it was going really well.
Until I said that.
Yeah, but we were music videos. Do you want to talk about who you got hot and heavy for in a music video?
No. Not really. I mean, I don't know. I've been all over the place in my crush. I wrote it in my hand. Oh, okay, yeah, sure. D'Angelo? I think that video, you guys know that video I'm talking about, right? That threw me for a loop when I was a kid.
Say the video, because I don't know that I know
it. How does it feel? You know that video where it's just him.
Oh, no, that was a Sam Smith song.
Yeah. Do not sing a Sam Smith song.
No, I wouldn't dream of it.
Because he would come down on us so hard. We'd be sued up the fucking wazoo. No, it's the one with him, and he's topless, and he's just singing the song, and it's just like one shot, and then it just, and it keeps going down, and then like he's really muscly and stuff. And what was weird is that my mum was really into it as well. So it was kind of like my mum, who was like probably 36 at the time, and then me, who was like nine. You know, like it was both appealing to both of us, really, yeah. Basically, at the same time.
It's incredible. Insane. What you've a bonding
have you not
activity.
Seen it?
I'm not sure if I have seen it, but Jesus I Christ. Will. It's funny when your parents express their sexuality. Like, I remember being quite young and my mum and dad talking about how their relative hall passes were Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren.
Which they're I thought actually was really good hall passes.
Really
though.
Good. And, like, oh, really sorry. And, like, passes. I don't think that they'd ever, like, follow through. Mostly for lack of opportunity.
I think that'd be the biggest one.
I don't think either Helen Mirren or Harrison Ford are knocking down the door of my parents being like, gotta fuck this married couple.
Do you reckon?
This Catholic married couple
with
who love
five
each
kids.
Other.
Yeah. Do you think, isn't that crazy to think that like people, like hall passes have probably happened?
Do you reckon? I feel like you have a hall pass and then you break up a year later and try and pretend like it had nothing to do with the hall pass.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I don't feel like you can have a hall. I don't believe in hall passes.
You don't believe in hall passes?
Well, I guess philosophically, no. I
don't philosophically believe
it. It's hard to know. Like, I do wonder like what it would be like in general to be with someone for like 30 years. Yeah. If that would make you more, like, scared or more excited to be with someone else. I don't know.
Well, you're going to have to get someone now to be with
someone
for 30 years.
Yeah, I know. I'm running out of time.
Yeah, you are running out of time.
If I want to be with them for 30 years, I will die in my mid-60s.
Yeah, I'm probably mid-70s.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice that you'll be around for a while.
Keep the
podcast going.
Okay, I'll go through my list of music video ones. These are really deep cuts. The guy in the video for Hung Up by Madonna, the dance, you know, the dance one, it was probably your last good song. The guy who works in the fish shop, who is an incredibly ripped dancer. Go and look it up on YouTube. He's fucking hot.
What's the context in the video in which that she visits a fish shop?
No, it's that like everyone in the city's dancing and, you know, and they all come together and then they all dance at the club.
Right, okay.
So it's like everyone around the world.
So they're like coming out of the shops and he comes out of a fish shop.
No. They're like cutting.
And
you're
like, there's my man.
No. I'm going to show you. You won't be laughing tonight when I show you this. She's in the studio and then they cut to the fish shop and everyone starts dancing and they cut to the tube and everyone's like started dancing and stuff and they cut to like another scenario and they're all dancing and then she gets to the club and then she grinds up upon one guy from each of the kind of scenarios and a girl.
Yeah, awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for including me
in
the conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Including you. appealing to you there. And then they all dance together. And I'm really into
That's
him.
That's beautiful.
Anyway, Morten Harkett from the A-ha music video Take On Me, more so as cartoon form. I think he's beautiful. I think he's truly one of the most attractive men, Morten Harkett.
I don't know who
you're
talking about.
Take On Me, A-ha.
Yeah, I know the song.
Yeah, the lead singer of...
Take...
Yeah, the lead singer of that.
Yeah, can't picture him.
He's stunning. He's got very kind of, it's like I am attracted to, if it looks like you got a piece of like sarang, like clear cling film.
Oh yeah, you were saying
And you
this
put it over
day.
Someone's kind of face.
And that's what you love.
Sort of, like Odo from Star Trek. You know how he doesn't have many features? Like his features are a bit like, a bit mushed. That's what Morton Harkett looks like, and I like it. I was talking, we've talked about this before, but you can really tell your sexuality and your sexual preference and just your personality by which of the push the button boys you were attracted to from the Sugar Babes video.
Oh my God, that video is so sick.
It's so sick, but I think it really was quite damaging to me because I think it was, again, it designed the person I go for today, which is that I was attracted to that fucker with the cardigan and the glasses, right? Which is bullshit. And if you look at any person I'm attracted to now,
he's hot, but
he's not the hottest out of all of them.
No, he's not. Yeah.
But that's the kind of guy, it's like, why?
Oh awful. My God, that video. God, the Sugar Babes are so good. And I feel like...
hot take. <Yeah.
laughs> I don't feel like they get enough credit.
They've gone through hell.
They've gone.
they've gone through hell. They've been through hell and back again. They've come back.
They have.
No, lineup changes.
Yeah, fucking. Like, but hit after hit
after hit.
Hit after hit. I mean, God Almighty, they're incredible. I tell you what, Little Mix doesn't hold a candle to them. But
agree.
I will go see Little Mix again live in concert.
Amazing.
In November. I've got tickets to go again. Last time I went and I was really underwhelmed. I thought, this isn't a concert. But then they announced again and I booked, so...
You love concerts.
I love concerts. It's my favourite thing to do. This time I'm taking my niece, who is like 10 or 11, something in that range. And I got her Little Mix tickets for her birthday. Uh-huh. And I've never experienced somebody's expression of pure joy... created by me. Like, it was, honestly, it was amazing. I watched it on FaceTime, but it was, because I wasn't there, obviously I'm traveling, I'm doing well.
And that's so beautiful.
Oh, it was so beautiful.
There's something so exciting as, it's nice to know that it's not gone, of like, when you're young, going to see a musical performer live, and the fucking obsession you feel when you see them. Like, I remember I used a whole half roll of actual camera film, taking photos of Franz Ferdinand at the big day out, like, kept from so far away as well, like a little obsessed bitch. And also, because I went to Glastonbury this year, and I saw two bands. I saw Vampire Week, and I saw The Killers, right? And I saw The Killers, and so Brandon Flowers, he's just like a weird puppet, like a ventriloquist dummy now. Like, that's what he looks like. He looks like a ventriloquist dummy. But he's got a power over me that will never be gone. Like, because
I will never fully understand.
He will never, until I meet him and tell him. It's just deeply ingrained in me. Like, I was so obsessed with him when I was a teenage girl.
Oh, for sure.
It's powerful. It's palpable.
I agree.
And it's frightening.
I still feel that way when I go to a concert now.
Do you?
I do.
Who have you seen at a concert and been like, you've been horned up by it?
Oh, Lady Gaga.
Really?
Yeah, in hindsight. I told you about when I was 22 how I stood outside her hotel room.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No,
I did. I spoke about it in my first show. It's truly mortifying to know that I did that. But I stood outside her hotel room hoping to meet her. It was like I had a stroke. And I decided that was a good idea.
I think I was working in music television at the time, and I actually went and saw her at the hotel, and she waved at me. I've got the photo to prove it as well.
That's fucked up.
You're actually upset.
I remember it so vividly. So my friend Hannah dropped me off and I was like, yes, this is a good idea. And it was like 2 a.m. in the morning. Fucking hell. I sound like such a fucking creep. But
oh my God.
There was a group of us.
2 a.m.?
Yeah, because I'd been out. And
she'll be a cool stalker.
She'll be home soon. So I... there was a couple other Gaga fans and we all stood behind a barricade and then Hannah drove off. And I think I was there for about half an hour before I like came to and was like, what are you doing? Leave immediately, get in the car and go home. And that's what I did. And then I think I kept it quiet for a while. And then now, honestly, it's still as painful talking about it. as it was 10 years ago when it happened.
I stood outside the stage door for 2 hours in Melbourne in 2015 waiting for Burt Bacharach to come out of the stage door, and he didn't.
I
made friends with the people around me, but
yeah. Well, there was a camaraderie.
There's a camaraderie amongst freaks.
Where there is
incredible
when
isn't
you're
it?
All being creeps. I've seen Gaga 3 times now.
Stop! I can't believe you're saying Gaga as if that's not the most embarrassing thing to call her Gaga. That's is that what Gaga fans say?
I think
call her Gaga.
I think they call her Gaga or like
it's like when people call like Beyonce Bae. I hate that.
Do you?
Well, it's like you're not friends with her. Like, yeah, you know, no, like, true. What is going on?
But they call her something to do with Monster. I can't quite
little
remember.
Little Monsters.
No, those are her fans, Little Monsters. And then they call her, like, Mother Monster. I don't know.
Just for the record, she's looking down at the ground now, deeply embarrassed. It's...
No, here's the thing. I do love Lady Gaga. And she was, I would say, my first, like, proper sexual, like, peek into maybe being bi, because I remember thinking to somebody posed me the question, would you hook up with Lady Gaga? And I was like, 100% I would hook up with her. Mm-hmm. And look at me today, you know?
You're hooking up with people who look like Lady Gaga?
Hooking up with people who look like Lady Gaga.
Your fucking dreams, mate.
I wish. No, I don't. I've moved on from Gaga now. On to bigger things.
All right.
Little Mix.
It's more of them. Bring, bring.
Oh, my God. What?
It's crazy. Is there a call?
Oh, my God.
You've never got a call.
I've never got a call. Okay, I'll pick
it
up.
Do you want to answer it?
Yeah, I'll answer it. Hello, welcome along to Boners of the Heart. You're live on the air.
Wow, well, cool. What's your question? Hi, it's Taylor here. I'm from Dipsy.
Taylor,
yeah, I heard it live on the podcast. I've been listening over in America.
Sorry, Taylor, from Dipsy, the app.
Dipsy, the app, the erotica app. I was wondering if you would like to pitch a story for the app. You have an amazing voice.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
An incredible tone.
Okay.
And, we'd love to have you on board.
Yeah, I've got a story right ready to go. Okay,
oh,
so
great.
It's about a 22-year-old who goes to wait outside the room of a pop star.
That could have been your big break. That was insane.
Taylor from Dipsy introducing herself as if everyone knows who Taylor is.
Well, you introduce yourself. No, in her defense, you wouldn't say, "Hello, I'm from Dipsy. My name's Taylor." You'd say your name first.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
Not that I have any involvement in
no,
her
not
whatsoever,
that you have
right?
any involvement at all. Bring.
Let's see how much time we have.
Bring,
sure.
Bring.
All right, yeah. Hello, bring, you're listening bring. To Boners of the Heart. Who is calling?
Hi, it's Gaga. It's Lady Gaga.
Sorry.
Stephanie Germanata.
Stephanie Germanata.
I think that's how you say it.
Wow, it's bizarre.
I'm just an Italian American.
This is an incredible get for the podcast. I can't believe
wow,
this.
Gaga. I'm a huge fan.
You're a huge fan of the podcast.
Yeah.
Wow. That's how did you hear it?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hold the accent. I was struggling so much to accomplish what you just heard.
Like, that was me. It's insanity how bad it accents you are. Like, it's kind of, there's a part in Alice's show where I was like, it's a joke where, you know, she doesn't do an accent. She does an impression of someone who's American but doesn't do the American accent. I was like, just try it one night. And she did, and it fucking bombed.
So hard. I just cut the joke.
Did you cut the joke?
Yeah, I cut the joke. Okay. I've cut so many jokes from the show. It's now running at a tight 48.
Gorgeous.
A gorgeous. If you haven't seen the show, please come along and know that you'll get out under 50 minutes.
It's all anyone ever wants. And speaking of, we probably should get these guys out of under 40 minutes. Thank you guys so much for coming and talking and listening. We didn't talk. Actually, are there any questions? Does anyone have any questions?
It's a genuine opportunity to ask if you have any
questions
at all.
We don't really open up the floor for questions.
Rose and I are trying to pitch ourselves as agony aunts, so...
Yeah, actually, if anyone has any problems or issues...
I think we've created a safe space.
I think we have.
I think it feels comfortable.
No one has any issues or problems.
Well, congratulations to every single one
of
you.
Good. Done, motherfuckers. That's great. Hope you're having a great friend.
No, but if you do have any issues, please just tweet at us and we'll talk. Yeah. We'll give you answers on the podcast.
We're trying to create a different podcast. where we don't have to just flounder about making up characters and pretending to ring.
With somebody today, a friend of ours, Chris Parker, asked us, what is the podcast about now? And honestly, neither of us could say.
It was a deep silence. And then I went and caught an Uber. That was the end of the conversation. But we very much appreciate you coming out to talk about this, especially if you have never listened to the podcast before. God,
so
what the fuck did you just watch?
Jesus. Yeah.
You just watched a conversation between two friends. We are both doing, very quickly, we are both doing an improv show, which is very similar to what you've probably just seen. Not planned. we do a show called Snort, which is on at 11 p.m. every night, except for tonight, at the Pleasance Courtyard up here at the Fringe. And it also features Chris Parker, Eli Matheson, Guy Montgomery, Laura Daniel, and Joseph Moore, who are all doing their own shows as well, all from New Zealand and are very funny. So if you want to come to that, God, this is the most formal I've ever been on the podcast.
No, it's great. I love it.
Are you liking it?
Yeah, I really like
it. Okay. Do you want to plug your show?
Yeah, sure. I'll plug my show. Is there anyone in here who hasn't come to see my show? Sweet, then doesn't matter.
Wow, really?
Have you actually all come?
No, oh, no,
okay.
Some of you.
All right,
okay.
Fine. So you're like, can we avoid the plug? I get it. I get what you're
getting at.
Yeah. Like, if we just pretend like we saw the show, we won't have to hear about it. Now, I'm doing a show at 9:45 at Bunker One. It's called Absolute Monster, and it stars me, and it was made...
it stars you?
Yeah, I'm the star. I'm the star and the head writer, and Rose directed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, although she wants to take no credit for it.
It's a very Star is Born situation going on
here.
Yeah,
it really
is. The Star
is
Born.
But you should come check it out. I think it's pretty funny.
It's a fantastic
show. And honestly, 48 minutes. I mean... That's perfect,
That's
isn't it?
That's a fucking gift at the
that
Fringe.
That is a gift at the Fringe.
Every Fringe show should be 10 minutes long. And I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
If this Fringe was 2 weeks long and everyone did a 10-minute show, everyone the climate change would be over. It would be amazing.
Oh, anyway, thank you so much for coming.
Give yourselves a round of applause. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming. See you later, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.